Please welcome herself, Victoria Bennett.
We are weavers of the story. We are keepers of the word. Every story is a treasure. Every story must be heard. Oh, taste the story with your fingers. See the story with your ears. Place the story deep within you. It will warm you through the years. Oh, we are weavers of the story. We are keepers of the word. Every story treasure. Every story must be heard. Every story must be heard. Every story must be heard. Way back,
when animals trusted humans and the sky smelled blue, there was a tribe of people who knew their purpose, who knew the importance of them being on this earth. Oh, best beloved, this is a treasure, knowing your purpose, don't you know? And this tribe knew that. This tribe fiercely protected their purpose in life, and they honored their history by studying it. Do that with me. They honored their language by speaking it and keeping their stories alive through their language and telling their truth to each other. They honored their future. This they did by teaching their own children and believing in it. They honored their dignity. Do that with me. By being grateful to the Creator for every breath they took. But as time went on, they began to get disinterested in those things. And they thought, is this really important anymore? There are new things to learn from other people, and maybe we'll embrace their beliefs, and maybe their way might be the way for us. After a while, they stopped studying their own history. Do that with me. They stopped speaking their own language and telling their own stories. They stopped investing in their children and teaching them how to dream. And lastly, they stopped being grateful because they thought it was all about them. So they stopped honoring their dignity. But there was one among them, an ancient one. He was almost 100 years old, and he went about doing the things he had always done. He got up every day and went to the fields. Instead of buying from others, he planted his own seeds and he harvested the grains, and he honored the earth. And when he'd go home, he would open the book in the midday and read of his own histories and write down his own stories and speak them to himself. And then at night, he'd stand next to the window and look out. It was beautiful. He'd drink in the stars and the wonder of it all. And he would dream of all that could be, or all that he hoped to be. And at night, before he went to bed, he would take a deep breath. Let's all do that. And he released it. And he gave thanks to the Creator for his life and the breath. Now, he had done this all the time. But the odd thing that was happening is he started to stop speaking as much as he used to. And he started to do these motions. He started to do those things, and people thought he was odd. And when he spoke very directly, very concisely. But that was the only thing that changed about him, because his work ethic and his physical capability of doing anything was as strong as any 20-year-old. But the people thought, ooh, he is a bit odd. Though he is a part of our community, we will still accept him. But they used to secretly wonder what tribe he really belonged to. They stopped recognizing him really as one of their own. And there was a rumor that used to say, you know, he used to be quite the talker, a storyteller. What is a storyteller? He's rather odd, though. Did I say that? So that was the gossip that went around. And one day, he got up to do what he normally did, and that was to go down to the fields. And he walked to the fields, and this time when he got there, there were children, maybe 10, 20 children, running and playing and running like wild animals all around, yelling and screaming, and they were kind of dirty because their parents hadn't really taken care of them, but let them go wild while they went into work in the next town. And the Ancient One walked up and saw them picking through his harvest. They had strawberries and throwing at each other. He didn't yell at them, though. He just walked over and began doing what he always did. He planted, and he watered, and he stood over the earth, and he did this. Do it with me. And those children looked at him.
Hey! Dave, what you doing? Oh, crazy.
But he didn't pay any attention. He continued to. And some of them were so intrigued that they came over and then put out their hands, and he dropped a seed in. And he taught them to plant it. And then they watered it. And in silence, a few of them joined him. First 5, then 8, then 10. And they started to enjoy this game. Until the day was almost over. And then he just stopped, went home, and they said,
Wait!
For they hadn't had many adults instruct them in anything lately.
We want to keep playing. Can we?
He kept walking, and they followed, and when he got home, he went into the house. They all sat in his front yard, and when he came out with a book, and without any words, he showed them the pictures, and then he handed it to one little boy and instructed him to read by his motions. And the little boy stumbled but gradually started to read. And then he saw the picture and said,
hey, they look like me.
And they passed the book around, and everyone was so intently looking. And when they'd finished, the Ancient One did this. Watch. Here we go. And the children did it too. And just before they left, he looked up into the sky. He took in that breath. He let it out. And then when he looked at them, it was as if he had pulled all of the stars into his very being. And he looked at them, and they looked at him in awe. And he leaned over and whispered in their ear his deepest dream and secret to them. And that little boy who heard it first closed his eyes. And when he opened them, his eyes too were filled with joy and wonder. And he passed that secret to the next one, who passed it to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, until all of them were full of joy and delight and giggling. And before he left, he stood and he looked at them and he did this. Come on. And they didn't know, but they did it. Bye! Because the sun was going down and they knew they had to go home. But those children went home and they practiced everything he had taught them. They practiced, come on. They practiced. They practiced. And they practiced. And as the days went on, those children began to walk a little bit more erect, with their heads held high, and they looked at people directly in the eye, and they didn't ask so many, well, pointless questions. They started to really think about what they said before they said it, and don't you know, some parents were real happy with this, but then there were some who weren't, and they went to their local wise men of their village and said, our children are not, well, they're acting peculiar, and we think it's because they're spending too much time with the old ancient one. We think that he should probably be stopped from being with them so much. They're acting like him. They're not even talking that much. They run off to the fields. We don't know what they do there. They're doing, come on with me. What is that? Let's make sure that they don't spend too much time with him. Let's cut him off for maybe a month. And when the ancient one found out about this, his heart was broken. He felt a loss of purpose, for his only hope was to try to impart something to them before he left. You see, so many of the other ancient ones had left, many of them before their time, because they didn't feel they had a purpose. Well, the ancient one went to his bed and he stayed there waiting. He thought, it is time for me to return to the Creator. For though my work is not done, it was all I could do. And when the children found out about this, they ran to his home and said, oh, ancient one, you cannot leave. You have taught us so many things. We have learned our stories. We have learned, first of all, our roots. That's what you've taught us. Do it with me. Our roots. We have learned about our story. And we have learned about our dreams. And we have learned about the Creator's glory. You cannot go, for we still need you. And with that, the ancient one looked at them all, very much as I look at you today, and he said, my work is done. For I had hoped that I would leave this gift, my gift of storytelling, in you. For you now are all God's gift to the world. Roots, story, dreams, glory. Our roots, do it with me, our roots, our story, our dreams, glory, will lead, us through, any storm, our roots, come on, our stories, our dreams, glory, will give, us strength, to go on. Yeah, do it like you mean it. Come on. Our roots, our stories, our dreams, glory, will lead, us through, any storm, any storm, it's our roots. Our stories, our dreams, God's glory, will give a strength to go on. Now the story of the middle passage is a tale that is told, and it shaped my very fiber, but it chills the soul. May the stories of our ancestors forever be told, for their truth, their beauty, their gold. It's our roots, our stories, our dreams, God's glory, will lead, us through, any storm, it's our roots. Let me go. Our stories, our dreams, God's glory will give. Get somebody's hand. But strength, to go on. Now I'm standing in the shadow of the people I've known, and the courage that sustains me isn't fully my own. Thank you, mothers, sisters, brothers, for the truth you have sown, for I know I'm not standing alone. Now let's sing it. Our roots, our stories, our dreams, glory, will give, a strength, to go on, oh, it's our roots, it's our story, our dream, glory, will give, get somebody's hand, the strength to go on, will give us strength, come on, will give, a strength to go on. And after he was gone, sure enough, so many storytellers popped up, and they told their stories, and they had the strength to share the hard tales. Do you? Do you have the strength to go? Our stories give us strength to go. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'd like to close with one last story. This is a request, and if I wasn't here, this is Sunday, normally I would be at my home church somewhere. And so since I can't be at church, I'm going to bring church to you. Okay, hope nobody's offended by that, but we're going to teach you a little bit right now, and I want to welcome you to this class. Okay. Could you bring that up just a little bit? Hey, good afternoon. You need to listen. Good afternoon. And welcome to BBCN 101. Now, some of you I know thought you were coming to the British Broadcasting, but I'm sorry, that's down the road, down the way. BBCN 101 is Black Baptist Churches. I am here to teach you how to visit and participate at a Black Baptist church. Are you ready? Okay, now sit up, please. Contrary to common belief, Black folks don't have instant spirit. You got to put all of that out of your mind, all the things that you have seen on the Blues Brother with folk cartwheeling up and down the aisle. No, it just seems that way because we kind of percolate all week. And we've been praising God all week, so by the time we get there on Sunday, we're ready to worship. Now, the other thing is we have some rules here. We don't play with the word hallelujah, so today no one will be playing with that word. That's sacred to us. There's another thing. If you are not deaf, this motion will not be accepted in a Black Baptist church. All right? It reminds us too much of the mammy days. You might be asked to leave. All right. So none of this, but we say amen. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. As you approach a BBC, a Black Baptist church, you might see a man or a woman standing at the front door of the church. They're usually dressed in all black, and they have on white gloves. You might call them the usher. We affectionately call them the usher. Would you say usher? That's right. Now, the usher's job is to tell you where and how to get a seat, and they'll say, stop. Come on, do this with me. Stop. Stop. If they see a seat, they'll say, proceed. 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 Come on.
Proceed.
If they see a seat, they'll say, one seat, two seats, three seats. Proceed. Do it with me.
One seat, two seats, three seats. Proceed. Stop.
Now, sometimes if while you're proceeding down the aisle, the pastor might start praying. No reason to worry. Your usher will make sure you know what to do, and this is the sign he or she will give you. They'll give you this sign.
Stop, we're praying. 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 Oh, Lord, we're praying.
Now stop. Now. Now, in order to get on one accord, there's something we do in a BBC. It's called the BBS. It's the Black Baptist Sway. So I want you to kind of lean on one cheek. Everybody, here we go. And we're going to go with the music. Oh, that's right, and you wait until the music tells you to do it, and this is what we do. Here we go. Are you ready?
Sway and hold and sway and hold. Let it go deep inside of your soul. Sway and hold and sway and hold. Let it go deep inside of your soul. Now stop.
Now, sometimes, at this point, the
minister of music will come. And there's an African tradition called call and response. This goes all the way back. I love it. And the choir will sing a snippet of a song, and it'll go like this.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Don't weep. And your part is tell Martha not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan.
One more time. Come on, ladies, get on the top. Here we go.
Tell Martha not to moan.
That's mighty good, mighty good, mighty good. Now, the preacher's ready to preach. Everybody knows that the preacher is doing a good word. We all know how to respond. You raise your hand up as if you're slapping him on the back, and you give him a hearty, hearty what? Here we go.
Amen.
Come on, sopranos, from the top.
Amen.
Altos.
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone, amen. You agree with them.
Amen.
Now, sometimes you don't like what the pastor said. There's a way to disagree respectfully. You put your hand on your chin and you say,
well.
Now, just in case you love what the pastor said, he said a word that touched your heart. You ball this fist up and you slam it down. You say, show you right. It's one word. Show you right. That's it.
Show you right. Oh, show you right.
Show you right.
Show you right.
Come on, choir. Sing it again. And remember your part.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Don't weep.
Tell Martha not to moan. Come on.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Oh, that's mighty sweet. Now, one of the things I also love about the BBC, Black Baptist Church, is that we respect our elders. That means that if any elder, a mother, a father, a saint of the church wants to speak or interrupt something, we let them. Because they've lived a long life. They got things to tell. They've got a testimony. So let me show you what we do so you can teach your babies, all right? And don't give them a harsh look at all, because this is what we do. Watch. If an elder stands up and interrupts, we stop.
Listen.
Come on.
Stop. Listen, we stop. Listen,
come on.
We stop and listen.
Very good. Now, our churches have been known to last a little longer than your church. Let me show you a way of getting out. And the power is in your index finger. Hold it up. Put it next to your head. Everyone stand up. And if you sincerely mean it, you put on your left hand on your heart, and it means I got to go. I'm so sorry. You're tipping out. You tip out. It's like, I'm so sorry. I got food on the stove. Company coming. Love you. Come on, choir, and sing.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Don't weep. Don't weep.
Your part is tell Martha not to moan. Come on.
Tell Martha not to moan. Tell Martha not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Now have a seat. Class, class, you've been wonderful. Please, I hope you'll sign up for my next class, BBC in 201. It's the art of the use of the fan, and it teaches you how to clap off the beat. Now, please take this to your babies. And you may forget my name, Victoria Burnett with Stories That Sing. But whatever you do, don't forget what you've learned today. Take it home to your friends. Share it with your children. And don't forget this.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Don't weep. Don't weep.
Come on, tell Martha not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Tell Martha not to moan. Hold this.
Move.
hold it, hold it, hold it. Class, class, dismissed.
Our ushers will be coming through the aisles now. Give and give generously. Please, think of those past and those coming forward. And since indeed I am an elder, I can witness and testify any time I want to. That's right.